The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Here's to those ladies and the gentlemen. Here's to the A.F. of M. I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band. Here's to the band.
That song for the old man, and then I talked with, forgive me, and good morning, happy Friday, I talked with Charlie Colella, who was one of the great arrangers of all time from Bloomfield Avenue, from Newark, the Colella family. I'll be, by the way, June 1st, we're going to be in Bergen County. We're going to let you know I'm going to be there with Charlie Colella, and we're going to put Jerry LaGuardia, my buddy's putting together a big, big show in the name of his beautiful wife that he just lost, and may she rest in peace, and we're going to go out there. We're going to just rip it up on stage, and I got some great Bloomfield Avenue history when Frankie Valli came through there. You know, I just posted a picture of Frankie Valli of Mr. Castelluccio and Mr. Piscopo together when we were at Belmonte's in Brooklyn, you know, and it's a great, great history back then, man. And so he told me about Here's to the Band, how it was arranged and how the old man liked it one way, and then they wanted somebody else to arrange it, and then Artie Schreck wanted to arrange it one way. It's the great inside line, the great talent that came out of a place called Bloomfield Avenue in the great state of New Jersey, outside of Newark. So, and we'll be celebrating all that, by the way, June 1st, but we'll let you know. Right now I'm on my way to Los Angeles. There's so much happening in on the news. And there's so many little things that you don't see that I'm going to talk about. I don't want to forget about this. And I got to go to Frankie, good morning. Al, good morning. There's a lot going on. And I want to have some fun on 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a Friday. We're in New York. And you're going into the weekend. And it's great. Frankie, Tucker Carlson does not do, he doesn't like to do morning radio. Doesn't do virtual, a lot of radio, correct? Tucker?
That's right. But I think okay. We are going to get him on soon.
Let me tell you why. If you saw... And again, if there's something on, whether it's on any network, I will bring it to light on this radio show. I really feel, and I'm not patronizing you listening, there's not a better audience in radio, because you get it. You listen, whether you come in and out, you check out the other stations, whatever you do, you get it. I know you get it. You call, you tell me, and you have the best ideas. And I'm not patronizing at all. I'm in amazement, and we are very humbled by that, by the way. So when I'm watching someone and I see something that you should know about, I bring it to the airwaves, because Lord knows no one else is talking about it. They don't want to talk about it. And we get right through all of the noise. We get right to the heart of the matter. And I think we come up with a solution. So when Tucker brings up, and Tucker Carlson, fine young man. He really is. And he starts talking about General Motors. Did you see that bit last night, Frankie Five Boroughs?
I did.
What? General Motors? And no. And that's when I pride myself turning to Frank, turning to Al, and we talked with Debbie, and we come up with things that you don't generally see, and I like to put them on the radio, and rather than just being, just really silly, I mean, believe me, we'll get to the silly, trust me, I enjoy that, the lifestyle with the radio, we'll get there, but there are things, if there's something that should be talked about, I take great pride on this radio show, going into our sixth year of bringing it forth to the airwaves, because no one's going to talk about it. Tucker did it last night with General Motors. I don't know how, and you know me, I buy General Motors. I buy General Motors because I buy American, even though most of the cars probably made in China. Or they, you know, and a lot of the Japanese manufacturers that come over and the German manufacturers come over, they make them in South Carolina and all around the country, and we appreciate that, certainly. But General Motors cutting jobs left and right. With, now, and he doesn't, Chuck Tucker does not exaggerate. He's pretty much right on the money. Not pretty much. I've never seen him not on the money, Frankie. And could you break down what I'm, General Motors, Mary Barra, that's the CEO, correct? Is
correct,
that her name?
Yes.
So she takes $20 million a year. Now I'm going to sound like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders here, but really, she takes $20 million a year. They're closing plants, not only in the United States, in Canada. They fired a lot of people the way they fired people. How did we not hear that story? And why is Tucker the only one talking about it, Frankie? Do you
well, think? I think that's a great question, right? And I think part of it is, you know, everyone is so obsessed with covering Donald Trump and all things related to Donald Trump that they ignore a lot of very real issues, including, you know, his cheerleaders, you know, in Fox News and others. And this is so important, right? So General Motors was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayer. And,
yes, thank you. Thank you.
And now they are pretty much telling the very same workers that allowed them to continue to exist to go to hell. And they're saying in violation of the agreements that they made with the government at the time. So I think this is a real, real, real big problem here.
You know, and so the way they fired people through some kind of internet phone conference, you know, and they let people go and then marched those people through the office. The way Tucker talked, I don't know, it was a vital piece that Tucker Carlson did. And if you could reach out to him, I'd love to revisit that on the program if we could. With respect to Tucker, I know how busy he is. I know what a good father and family man he is. And when you're not, you know, with the kids, you know, you're on the air. So I understand being pulled each way. But that is a vital story and how they, and I want to see, that's where I want to see President Trump step up and go, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. And he did. He mentioned something about it. But that's exactly, to your point, Frank, that's what the Democrats should be working for and talking about. That's what they should be talking about. This Green Deal, this Ocasio-Cortez Green Deal, it was like a comedy sketch, I'm telling you. And then I'm reading all on Twitter. Oh, gosh, you can't. And again, the good thing about Twitter gets vicious and nasty, and it has seen its day. It really has, and it will go away soon enough. Trust me, because people get tired of it. You know how I know? Because none of the younger generation is using Twitter. They don't even know what Twitter is. They don't even have a handle. They could care less, and they're a lot smarter than we are. The fact that I like it, that you can get directly to me. You can also, you know, go to am970theanswer.com. But look at this. I'm reading, and I see the night. I'm laughing to myself at the nice tweets that I have. But there's some people that are just going after Ocasio-Cortez and James Woods, who has really got an interesting Twitter account. He is talk about fired up. And James Woods says about Ocasio-Cortez in her press conference yesterday in this Green Deal that she did, for serious people to be engaged in political discourse with this fool from the Bronx. See, I wouldn't be that harsh, but that's James Woods. He's had it, you know, from the Bronx. It's akin to all the adults at a family reunion trying to reason with a bawling toddler. It's absurd, demeaning, and utterly pointless. She should be ignored. I, for one, will do so henceforth. That's a point. My son Joey said that you see some of the conservative channels and they keep putting Ocasio-Cortez on because she's a good soundbite. But in the meantime, you're giving her what? Credibility. James Woods has had it. And then I see here, this too is this. And I wanted to verify this. Looking on Twitter, Frankie Fiberos, Nancy Pelosi now says, I'm reading this and it may not be authentic. I'm just reading this off the cuff. So forgive me because we are very live here on the radio. Nancy Pelosi now says she will accept a bipartisan deal on border security and is open to $5.7 billion wall funding. Frankie, are you hearing that?
I'm not hearing that she's open to $5.7 billion, but she did say yesterday that she thought they could work out a deal in order to avoid a shutdown. And but I didn't hear that she was going to be open to $5.7 billion, no.
All right. Well, again, I hesitate to retweet these things because I don't know they're true, but we will check that out. But it'd be nice if they came up with something. And then this at 13 minutes after 7 o'clock, and Congressman Peter King will join us as well this hour.
Here is from D.C. McAllister. I hate cancer, but I have to thank it for one thing in my life. When I faced it, my own trial with it, I simply struggled through. But then my husband got cancer around the same time, and I almost lost him. I learned to wake up and appreciate what I have. And then she just wrote the word love. See, now, D.C. McAllister, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I say put the hate aside. Put the, and one guy said, one of my buddy Border Fox said, Joe, I put the hate aside, but I'll keep my sword ready. You know what I mean? You could be locked and loaded, but put the hate aside. And Al, has having cancer mellowed you out at all? Have you looked
Come on.
At
you really need to ask that question? No, it has not mellowed me out. No, it hasn't mellowed me out.
Tell
Not
me what you're doing this weekend, Al. This is so interesting.
Going with my neighbor and my other friend to a shooting range. Shoot guns.
So where do you go?
I don't know where the shooting range is. It's in New Jersey. I'm not going to. I believe it's in Union.
There was a joke there that I didn't go for. You saw the opening. You saw the beat.
Yeah.
And I know you're listening. You had the joke. It's in, and you were named a town, but we're not going to go there. Go ahead, Al.
No, so it's in Union, but I'm going tonight with my two buddies, and they're the ones, they have guns or whatever, legally registered. Nothing is illegal. And we're going to, we're going to shoot for a little while. So it'll be cool.
Yeah. Do you shoot the Frankie at all? Do you shoot the
No, I don't.
Yeah. I do. I go on the range. I enjoy that. I enjoy that very, very much. And there's a club, I don't want to mention the name because I don't know that they would want me to, but there is an Italian club. Mm-hmm. And downstairs they have a little shooting range.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
So make your jokes about that.
Why don't you come downstairs?
Great.
We'll
by the
work
way.
Get out.
Yeah, like that,
It will shoot the breeze.
It's true. It is one of the greatest Italian clubs in
Is it a winding staircase
America.
When you go down? Because if it is, I'd be scared.
No, it's great. The food is spectacular. The people are spectacular. I don't want to mention the name because now you're going to make the jokes about it. But yes, there's a shooting range downstairs.
Oh, food is spectacular. Look at this. Firearms and food.
That's a
listen,
date.
You give you a little spaghetti and meatballs, and you go downstairs, pop a few off. No problem.
Oh, my Lord. No hey, problem. No. Let me go to Andrew, my buddy Andrew in New Jersey. Good morning, Andrew. What are you thinking this morning, man?
Hey, Joe.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
I just want to say I love the show, and you're very nice and a breath of fresh air and real, fair to everyone. And in the 1980s, watching on Saturday Night Live, now you're making me laugh and cheering me up in the morning and give me information. But I want to say you used to do a skit where you would say, the guy would say, I'm from Jersey.
Yeah.
Are you from Jersey?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, that was back in the 80s. Yeah, and when I turn on the sports radio on the fan, there's one host in the morning, and I always right away think of your skit.
Oh, it's
and
so funny.
It makes me laugh, all those years later.
Yeah, well, thank you, man. Thank you. Who's over at the fan? Boomer's at the fan, Frankie, right?
He's referring to
good guy,
to
Joe good guys,
by, yeah, Joe's good
guys.
Guy.
By the way, absolutely adore and respect and love Boomer Esiason. What a class act! Goodness gracious, he really is great. Hey, 7:10. You know when I wrote that sketch? When because people never forget about it, and they wrote, and we needed material on Saturday Night Live, Andrew, just to tell you, and then we'll get to the news of the day. Just forgive me, but that will be. Started, well, what bit are we going to do? Well, we replaced the original cast. We were not doing well. We were getting vilified in the press, right? And rightly so. The first 10 shows after Saturday Night Live. Ugh. There's a Jersey thing. What exit? So I come up with, and then I actually met a gal coming off of, Virginia. There was a ferry. I was coming up with Joey's mom, and we got on a car, and I had my Jersey plates, and it was one of those ferries where we put the car on the ferry, and the gal kept saying to me, hey! I swear to God, I am not exaggerating. Hey! Are you from Jersey? I'm from Jersey! I swear, over and over. Hey! You're from Jersey! I'm from Jersey! Hey! That's all she kept saying, because of my plates, and I'm going yes, I'm from Jersey. She said, what exit? I swear to God, it wrote itself. So I went, that was pretty bizarre. Why don't I try that on camera? So we riffed. We did a little improv up in the 17th floor of Saturday Night Live with Barry Blaustein and Dave Sheffield, me and Eddie's key writers, And we came up with what exit. It caught on. But boy, oh boy, I got vilified for that as well. My favorite moment, I've told you this before, though, I got to tell you. I said, I created this character, Paulie Herman, the Jersey guy. Where does he live? And I said he lived on an exit ramp off the... off the turnpike. And it was like, you know, by 13A right there where the grass is, where you go by. It's my favorite place on earth with the oil refineries, with that flame, with the planes going overhead, with the ships to the left. You can't make that up. It's home, baby. It makes us tough as New Jerseyans, right? And then I shot some. Frank, I told you this before, right? Where I walked down because we wanted to do a faraway shot to end the piece with the Jersey guy walking to his home, and it was an exit ramp on the turnpike. And I actually shot it. And we had no permits, man. We were like doing guerrilla filming, and a trooper came by. I've told you this before. He goes, hey, man, what are you doing? You know, they had no idea who you are. I said, well, I'm from Saturday Night Live. I'm a new guy. I'm Joe Piscopo. I'm from Essex County, and we're shooting this Jersey thing. And he goes, please get in your car and get the heck out of here. You know, he was nice. He just said, stop. You can't just shoot it like that. So that was the Jersey guy, and I've never lived it down. By the way, do I get residuals when someone says, what exit, Frankie Five Bros?
I'm sure you do, right? It's trademarked. No?
I don't think so. Hey, Congressman Peter King, New York's finest, is going to join us. Doing a great job, Congressman King, is dealing with MS-13, thinking about the 9/11 survivors. There is a bipartisan man who truly cares about his constituents in New York, New York. Jeffrey Lyons is on the show. Mike Gallagher's on the show. Henry Cisneros as well. And Debbie Duhaime at 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm from Jersey. You from Jersey, Deb?
I'm from Jersey, yeah. Hey, listen to that. That's funny. That lady said that to you. What accent? What accent?
the lady wouldn't stop, and of course, I put it on the air and got rightly vilified for it.
So you had the scene just walking on the ramp at the New Jersey Turnpike?
We shot it with 16 millimeter. And I can't remember the guy's last name. He shot it. He was a good filmmaker. And we shot it, and he was on another exit ramp. We orchestrated this. I'm 27 years old. I'm walking the turnpike, you know, thinking, no, it's going to be funny. We'll walk down, and you know.
What exit? Where am I?
He worked at a chemical plant, and then Piscataway got real mad at us. Do you remember? You're too young, but Piscataway got real mad. Yeah, we said because Paulie was from Piscataway. Oh, wait, no, we don't have chemical plants here. I'm just having fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Another life. I love it.
Another life. Debbie, traffic-wise, here we go. Gearing up. Oh, look at this. It's 7:20 on AM 970. The Answer. Deb, how are we doing this morning so far?
Well, talking about the New Jersey Turnpike, I have a problem for you, Joe. It's on the New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes, that ramp at 13 heading southbound, an overturned tractor trailer right on that ramp. 22 as you head eastbound into Chestnut Street, getting into Union, an accident over there. And we're still seeing problems as you head to the inbound GWB. It's an accident being cleared from the upper level, an hour and a half in at the GWB. Forget that. Heading over to the Lincoln, that's 40. Holland about 30 minutes in. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning on the Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike, a collision. Jackie Robinson East at Cypress Hill Street, an accident. Sponsored by Hallmark, Valentine's Day is Thursday, February 14th. Create a moment for the one you love with new Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards, the incredibly detailed pop-up cards that let them know how much you care. Find Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards today wherever Hallmark cards are sold. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at indeed.com/hire.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13. And across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Sears Holdings has survived another challenge in bankruptcy court, so the 425 stores targeted to be part of a smaller company will remain open. Bankruptcy Judge Robert Drain will allow executive Eddie Lampert to proceed with buying the company out of bankruptcy. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which will cover retirement benefits, reached a deal with Lampert's ESL hedge fund. The judge ordered St. Jude's Children's Hospital to work with ESL on charity money it's owed. Google is pulling its high-speed internet service out of Louisville. It launched in some neighborhoods back in 2017. MarketWatch says it had problems installing the service. You could own a piece of restaurant delivery company Postmates. It has filed with the government to go public. The Dow was down 220 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 86. S&P down 25. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck. Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
I love MyPillow. I love everything about MyPillow. I love Mike Lindell. Now you can get a MyPillow 4-pack. I'm telling you, got to sleep. Have you not? You don't have a MyPillow yet? I'm telling you, the whole borough of Staten Island's got MyPillow. Everybody in Jersey's got MyPillow. New York, most of New York is sleeping on a MyPillow. Now this special offer from Mr. Mike Lindell. Right now, you get 50% off on 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. This is the thing. You get free shipping, and you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. That means you've got nothing to lose. You remember this, please, if you're driving. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970, and you will get Mike's 4-pack offer. 50%. Yes, 50% off of 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and that 60-day money-back guarantee. 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use that promo code AM970. But if you're thinking about it, you're not sure about it, this as well makes a great Valentine's gift, especially when you get 50% off 2 premium pillows. Keep one for yourself. Give one away like my cousin Paulie Pillow does, right? You go two go-anywhere pillows you get. And the thing is, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose. What more I got to tell you? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 727. Congressman Peter King is a Republican representing New York's 2nd District on Long Island, doing a stellar job. The true epitome of a great public servant is Congressman Peter King, kind enough to join us live on the radio. Hello, Peter, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Joe. Always, it's good to begin and end the week with you. You're the man.
Oh, man, we appreciate it, Peter. I know how busy you are, man, and down there. So jumping on the air with us is much appreciated. Can you tell us, are we going to avoid a government shutdown, Congressman King?
Yeah, my best estimate now is yes. I mean, I've heard nothing official, but from talking to people who are involved in the negotiations, I think it's coming to a head today. And they really have to do it by today. I know that the 15th is the deadline, but you have to have so many days before you can vote on a bill. So we have to, I think, get it today, have it introduced, and then vote on it next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's any event, it'll be, I guess, market-ups. Anyway, whatever it is like a 72-hour time period in there that has to be accommodated. So I think, and again, it's probably going to be some vague language on what the barriers are going to be.
Yeah.
They may use words like fencing, and the president can say that, you know, these steel partitions are a wall, and Nancy Pelosi can say it's a fence. Fine. So long as the government stays open, we get the money for border security, and we get what we need, I don't care what you call us.
Yeah, well, we heard rumors today, and I don't know that you could verify it, Congressman King, that Nancy Pelosi may allow, I mean, as grumpy as she has been, I mean, and not easy to watch, I will tell you this as a guy who loves politics, but you think she'll give in any of that $5.7 billion that the president is looking for?
Yeah, I think there's going to be money in there, maybe spread over 1 or 2 years, and it's going to be like vague language as to whether or not it's a wall. It'll be for the president to interpret it. So it won't be a concrete wall, but it'll be a barrier that serves the same purpose as a wall. It'll be more than just a chain link fence.
So you're jumping on board with Ocasio-Cortez, huh, on that Green Deal, Peter? That sounds like a good thing, huh?
You know, it's I've only met her once. I said hello to her. I'm sure she's a nice person, and she has some ideas. But, I mean, I guess what is troublesome is the way the media treats all this very seriously. Now, can you imagine Sarah Palin and introduce something like this? Every late-night comedian would be carrying on, or be the joke. They'd be finding every inconsistency in it. Instead, they made it sound like she was Albert Einstein introducing, you know, some way to save the world. So, listen, I don't blame her for doing it, but I think the media, sooner or later, is going to catch itself and giving her such a free ride and giving such credibility to it. You know, there may be a few things in there that are worth pursuing, but to, in effect, say we're doing away with airplanes, with cars, rebuilding every structure in the country.
Congressman, so much to talk to you about. Why, and being a former lifelong Democrat like I was, now an independent more than anything else, the way you address your local issues, what you've done with MS-13, bringing the President of the United States and the Attorney General, and really making a difference, helping out survivors of 9/11, and you have concentrated on your constituents there. Why can't the Democrats do what you have done and take care of what's happening in the stressed areas in the inner cities across the United States of America?
I think partly because they are tied to a very like left-wing elite, almost a progressive wing, where if you talk about crime, if you talk about poverty, you have to do it from a very liberal point of view. Listen, Cory Booker became mayor of Newark. He was in there supporting the cops. He wanted every drug dealer locked up. Now he's saying we're locking up too many people. He was a big fan of charter schools. Now he's against charter schools. Listen, there's no easy answer. There's no all right. Something that's always right, something that's always left. Yeah. You have to improvise. Jack Kemp is very good at that. For instance, in the inner cities, he used tax incentives to rebuild inner cities. That was using the government and capitalism to do it. You have to be innovative, and you can't be stuck to dogma.
Yeah, and I know the president's doing enterprise zones throughout the inner city with Dr. Carson, which is so much appreciated. I met Jack Kemp once. I remember I was a Democrat. I said, Mr. Kemp, I'm a Democrat and I like you. He goes, yeah, that's my problem. He said, I thought that was kind of funny. You know, hey, Peter, before we let you go, we're reading.
Good guy.
And he really had the great vision, the late, great Jack Kemp. We're reading the Pentagon is preparing to pull all U.S. forces out of Syria by the end of April. Does that make you nervous, Congressman King?
It makes me concerned, yeah. I just think that it's important for us to maintain a presence there. There's always risk, but there was really minimal risk to these troops, and it was yet performing a real task. And it's a counterweight to Iran. So long as there's any troops there, it helps keep Iran out. And Iran is the concern we have to have in the Middle East. And also the way those troops were situated, they were able to provide assistance, and they were also, again, a counter to any significant Iranian activity in Syria. So, no, I think it is a mistake. I understand why the president wants to start pulling troops back, but on this one, I think it can end up creating more problems especially since there was really, again, those troops have not been involved in heavy combat, and they think they're doing an outstanding job. I think they are, too. And just from my work when I was on the Intelligence Committee, I know the key role that American troops do play and as far as being a stabilizing force and also being a counter to Iran.
And Congresswoman, again, if I may, what's happening in Venezuela and what, if anything, should we be doing to help push Maduro out, sir?
I think this is one situation. I think the president is handling it incredibly the right way. We're getting so many other countries to recognize Guaido as the president, as the lawful president. And it's not just, let's say, conservative countries like ourselves. We're talking about a number of South American countries, European nations. They are recognizing that Maduro is corrupt and he has to go, that he's the illegal president. Say sanctions, keeping the pressure on. I think it's then also by sending the word out and letting it be known that we are supporting the people on the streets who are opposed to Maduro. Hopefully this can be a peaceful revolution. It's not really a revolution because the lawful president is a Guaido, not the Maduro. So, but anyway, I think right now it's going in the right direction. We have to keep the pressure on. Can't take our eye off the ball.
And did you know John Dingell, by the way, the longest-serving member of Congress who just passed away at 92?
Yeah, I knew John Dingell very well. John Dingell was a very liberal Democrat. He was a longtime, lifelong Democrat. His father was. But I found him a very good guy to work with. He never stood on ceremony. His wife, Debbie, is now in Congress. She's, again, a good person to work with. John Dingell was from the old school. His word was his bond. And he let me know where he agreed, where he disagreed, and that was it. You had a fight one day, and as long as you fought it out on the floor, the next day you started all over again. Now, John Dingell is he's really a legend in the House of Representatives. I remember when I went to the House, everyone was scared of John Dingell. Don't get on the wrong side of John Dingell. And the first time I had to talk to him, it was a Long Island Railroad strike. He was the chairman of the committee that would have been involved in that. And I go over to him. I thought he was going to shoot me or something. I go over and he goes, sit down. Let's take care of this now. You know, so, he was great. He was gruff. He got the job. I really like John Dingell.
As it should be. And we really like you, Congressman King. Listen, Michael's of Brooklyn in the future with Dan Donovan and with Bernie Kurik. We're all going to Michael's of Brooklyn. So we'll give you a call when that comes about, Congressman.
That would be terrific. That would be terrific. And yeah, we don't need you. As long as you have Bernie and Dan, that's enough.
I know. But who's going to represent the Italians if Congressman King and Donovan go? You need an Italian guy there. Frankie Five Boroughs and Piscopo.
You're right. Especially Michaels. You're right.
Congressman, thanks. Godspeed. Keep up the great work. And thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Congressman.
Joe.
Yes, sir. Congressman Peter King right there doing a great, a stellar job representing the 2nd District on Long Island. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 736-877-970-2999. If you want to give us a call, Big Al is standing by with the headline news just for you on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees, it's 737. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio has unveiled his administration's preliminary budget for the 2020 fiscal year. The mayor warns that economic uncertainty makes forecasting numbers difficult, adding that so far the city is collecting less tax revenue when compared to last year. De Blasio says policies that may come from both Albany and Washington, D.C., could pose challenges to the city's finances, including the possibility of yet another government shutdown. In addition, the mayor mentioned that some economics fear a recession could be on the horizon after a prolonged period of growth. Governor Murphy says he's taking responsibility for the way his administration handled the sexual misconduct allegations made by a former staffer. A former state Supreme Court justice released a report Wednesday concerning Al Alvarez, the former state official who was accused of rape by Katie Brennan, who was working in housing at the time. Murphy says he ordered a full investigation into the matter in October with the goal of both figuring out what happened and improving the system for survivors of sexual assault. He adds that his administration is committed to implementing the judge's recommendations. The governor would not say who hired Alvarez, which still concerns many lawmakers in Trenton. In sports, Devils lost in a shootout 2-1 in Newark. Nets made a late move before the trade deadline. The Athletic reporting they acquired center Greg Monroe and a 2021 second-round draft pick from the Raptors for cash considerations. The Nets are expected to buy out the 28-year-old. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's first of all take it over to the subways on the D train. We're seeing delays, also seeing delays on the J and the Z, Hudson, Bergen light rail delays as well. Inbound side of the GWB, major problems continue. It's an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers and a cars on that upper level, over an hour and a half to the upper level to from 8095 Express. And you're still moving slowly about an hour to the lower level. The inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, still waiting 35 to 40. Holland about 35 to 40, so a tough ride there. Traffic moving slowly 80 West exit 59, getting out toward the area of Patterson with a collision. And we're still seeing delays here on the westbound BQE at the Kosciuszko Bridge with an accident just cleared. Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike, an accident. And the Jackie Robinson heading west at Metropolitan Avenue crash. Eastbound at Cypress Hill Street, another collision there. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. Come on, Valentine's Day coming up. You get your Shari's berries yet? Ugh, ugh. You hear the ugh? You know what that ugh mean? That means how good Shari's berries are. Oh, they're wonderful, especially when you send the flowers. I'm going to tell you the deal you can get. Shari's berries. You have got to check it out. It is really the ultimate Valentine's gift because you get the beautiful sweetness of these beautiful, gorgeous strawberries. I don't know how they do it. I've had them before. We had them in the studio. Remember last week we had them in just spectacular. Milk, dark, white chocolatey goodness. I'm a chocolate freak, right? I love this, right? Topped with the toppings of chocolate chips, heart and glitter sprinkles. 100% guarantee, by the way, for freshness from Shari's Berries. That's their guarantee. 100% fresh, and it is every single time. And when you peel back the chocolate on those strawberries, and then you taste the strawberry, oh, it's just spectacular. And you can ship them anywhere in the country. Now, Valentine's Day next week. I'm just saying, send the Valentine gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, if you order now, you can make this Valentine's really special and do what your old pal on the radio, Joe, did. I added a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Spectacular. I sent them to Charlie. I sent them to my daughter. Sent them to my mom. It really is such a... The package comes in. It is so impressive. So you can get the dozen red roses for $19.99 more, plus the Shari's berries for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. You go to berries.com. Click on the microphone, by the way. Enter the code Piscopo at checkout. It's what I did. I took my own discount. What am I, crazy? I took the discount. Go to Piscopo at checkout, okay? BERRIES.com. Click the microphone and enter the code Piscopo.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Oh, how I love to irritate Al. Because it's not hard. You just say a couple things to Al, and I could drive him completely crazy. Thanks for your patience, Mr. Gattulo. We got this, buddy. I know we're very busy this morning, and we appreciate it. What are you going to do without me? What are you going to do without me all weekend? Can you live all weekend without me irritating you?
I can.
Yeah, I bet you can.
I'm going shooting tonight, so we'll see what happens. Maybe
You're going to put my picture on the target. Give a Piscopo at the target.
No,
boom, 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 boom. Come on. Hey, if you're feeling run down, you do not have the energy that you used to, please do what me and Frankie Five Boroughs does, and Al's going to start doing this too, a balance of nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom! If you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables, and again, it happened last night. I thought about you. I'll be on the radio talking to you this morning. So I said, I remember it was late at night. I was exhausted. I'm running all around. What am I doing? And they said, oh, now I got to eat spinach. You know, I think like that. Oh, God, do I make broccoli, Rob? You know, thinking of my mom. Broccoli. Do I eat my red peppers? No. You know what I did? Bang. Balance of nature. Thank God for balance of nature. This is the concept that Dr. Douglas Howard came up with. It's great. So I started this balance of nature journey, and I hope you're doing the same thing. And it is spectacular. Frankie, you're right. End of the day, you know, our crazy, crazy days with these crazy radio hours. Boom. I took three balance of nature. I took three this morning. I packed them. I'm taking them to L.A. with me. This is the best thing that you could take for yourself, Frankie Five.
Well, you know, and I know that you're very nutrition conscious. Leery of taking another supplement, but you know, because you kind of make your own supplements. I think your experience, Joe, is illustrative of the fact that all this does is increase, is help whatever you're already doing. If you work out already, this helps you recover a little bit more quickly from workouts. If you're like me, you don't work out at all, it helps make sure you don't get colds and you don't get the flu going into flu season. If you do get a stuffed nose or you get a cold, you double up on your dosage of balance of nature, and I'm telling you, it knocks it right out. There is nothing that fruits and vegetables won't help.
Boom. That's from Frankie Five Barrels, and he knows. Here's the number for Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code The Answer, 35% off your first month's supply, or please go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Good health. I'm going to do my Bing Crosby here. You ready? It's only a phone call away. 800-2468-751. Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Promo code The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy. Now everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Long miss everybody there. Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah. She's at home. Yeah, she's at home. Yeah, she's at home.
This is it. This is Barry White. Barry White. Go ahead, go ahead.
Let the music play.
Come on now. Come on. That's the man right there. We're going into Valentine's Day. 7:45 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. And Frankie, do we have time for a call? Can I get Joe? I see Joe, our buddy Joe from Hazlitt. We got to call. Get to Joe from Hazlitt if we would. He's been listening from day one. Hey, Joe, great to hear from you, brother. How you doing, man?
Oh, good. Happy New Year, Joe. You know I'm there every day. I'm there every day. It was great you had Alan Alder on the other day. Oh, what a great interview, Joe.
Yeah, Alan Alder, what a gentleman.
Ray Donovan.
I know. Is he great in Ray Donovan? Joe, is that unbelievable?
Joe, I know you're a Donovan fan.
Yeah.
So I'm listening and saying, I got inspired by what you said.
Yeah.
President Trump, he needs a fixer like Donovan. Now, you know the scene where Donovan walks into the locker room and he meets the mayor and the mayor starts going, do you know who I am? And he jams him in the throat.
Great.
I don't want to advocate this.
No, no violence.
See Adam Schiff with Ray Donovan. Yeah. Boy, he'd be on the floor. His bug eyes, they'd be out. Lobsters would be laughing at him, Joe. Lobsters would be laughing at him. His eyes would be so far apart.
Joe, you are great. Great to hear your voice, my friend. And God bless you, Joe.
Joey, God bless you guys. It's a pleasure. And right. Keep up the good work. You know, yes, I'm there every day for you.
Oh, you're in our thoughts too, Joe. Thank you so much. So, and again, if you, the thing about the show, the tenor that we try to keep sometimes on the radio is not, I don't, we have Claire's Law, because Claire was a lovely gal that called, because I used a Yiddish term, a slang term that apparently meant something. It had some kind of not appropriate content. I didn't even know it. It's just something I've used all my life. I don't even want to mention it again. And so Claire said, Joe, my grandchildren are listening with me, and you can't use that word. Whatever it was like a slang Yiddish thing they hear every day. So we put up a little sign, Claire's Law. You got to just be appropriate and everything like that, you know. So we try to be as appropriate. But so when I say Ray Donovan, this is one of the best shows, but it is. Frankie, this year, they got a little graphic, even for Daddy. They got a little graphic for me with the, you know, I don't know that I have to push it that hard, but that aside, the writing, they shot it in New York. They shot it on Staten Island. When I saw John Voight the other day,
and I saw John Voight, and he plays Mickey Donovan, the father. This, he is at the top of his game. Tell me how old John Voight is again, Frankie.
I believe he's 80.
God bless him, top of his game, you know. What Joe was referring to, you need a fixer. So, and you don't need a Michael Cohen fixer. You need like a guy's guy. You know?
By the way, I think that, you know, that whole notion of a fixer, that is a total media creation with respect to Michael Cohen. I don't think Donald Trump ever viewed Michael Cohen as a guy that was his fixer. He was never the first person that Donald Trump would call. Oh my goodness, there's a major crisis. Let me call Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, look, he was very close to Donald Trump, and I think, was very loyal to Donald Trump for many years.
Yeah,
but I always viewed him as sort of a Donald Trump toady, like a Donald Trump sycophant that would do absolutely anything to be around Donald Trump and to do business with Donald Trump,
gotcha.
And was so eager to have that title of general counsel to the Trump organization. The Ray Donovan style fixer is someone that you always view as very much in control of a situation. Like Joe Percoco was very much Andrew Cuomo's fixer. Whenever anything went wrong with Andrew Cuomo's life, he would call Joe Percoco. I don't think that Donald Trump and Michael Cohen ever had that sort of a relationship. So that whole fixer connotation for Michael Cohen, is a total media fabrication.
Yeah. You know what, Frankie? I don't know if we have time, and thank you for that. Now, by the way, do you think the governor visits Percoco? Just kind of drops by. Hey, thank
you. You know, that is a great question. I don't. Think so, actually. I don't know that Joe Percoco has begun serving his sentence yet, but my guess is whenever he does end up going to state prison, the governor will not be visiting him anytime soon.
Man, wouldn't that be interesting? I like Joe Percoco because of the name. It's very similar, you know, so I just like the name. And he was a good guy. I hear he was a good guy.
Yeah, he used to live on Staten Island. I'd run into him once in a while. Even when we had disagreements, he was always very friendly.
Frankie Five Boroughs, I don't trust anything. When anybody's put away, and we have some guests who have gone to jail, and then they come back on our show, quote unquote, served the time. I don't believe any of it if it comes out of like a U.S. attorney anymore. Well, everything is diluted because of this Mueller probe, because of the fiasco that's going on in Washington, D.C., and to see Adam Schiff step up and now say we're going after the president, Nancy Pelosi, stand on that podium and say that we need the tax returns because the elitists in California, the gazillionaires in California can't stand the president and they could care less about the homeless throughout Los Angeles. It's inexcusable.
Joe, I find that the people that have been indicted or arrested or convicted are generally the more interesting people. I try to steer clear of people that have never been indicted because they're just more boring.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there, Frankie Five Boroughs. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Yeah, it's 7:50 right now. Debbie's out there on the roads looking for you. Traffic-wise, oh, it's Friday. It's gearing up right into 8 o'clock. The rain is coming down. Just a drizzle a little bit. How we doing out there, Deb? I'm afraid to ask, darling.
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. Because of the rain, boy, we've had a lot of accidents this morning, so you may want to take it slowly. Just some advice. Let's go out to the Taconic southbound. As you get down through Yorktown Heights, that's an accident. 9W southbound ramp to 84 in Newburgh, an accident right on that ramp. The inbound GWB had that terrible accident earlier this morning with two trucks and a car. They're still doing emergency work at the inbound GWB upper level. It's over an hour and a half to the upper level. Lower level, 75 minutes from the turnpike, just a bit better from your other approaches. Down at the Lincoln Tunnel, 35. Holland, 40 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing delays on 280 West, getting out toward exit 15 in Newark, 17 South Passaic Street, Rochelle Park, an accident over there. And watch out for slowdowns on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south of 13. Another overturned truck, that one's also on the ramp. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic on the Jackie Robinson. A couple of accidents on the Jackie, one in both directions. And we're still seeing delays as well on the eastbound Gowanus now at Fort Hamilton Parkway with another accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is just in awe of what's coming from the left.
The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Let me pick my jaw up off the floor. Let the fact that not a single Democrat seems to be denouncing this evil sink in.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law?
Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
The Orange go for the season sweep against Boston College Saturday in the Dome. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Jim Sadlin and me for Orange pregame at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 754. I love Chuck Callahan. Chuck Callahan's the CEO of Plaza College. What a nice guy. I hope he doesn't mind to tell you this, because I'm going to tell you about court reporting and what you can get at Plaza College. But I told you I wanted to raise some money for a church down the road from the station, you know, and I talked to the pastor there and said, well, we want to raise some money. Chuck Callahan sends a check. He sends a check to the church because of what I said on the radio. How great of a guy is this? Right? Right? Now, are you ready to celebrate? I'll tell you why. Next week, February 11th to 15th, marks the annual celebration of court reporting, one of the most in-demand and lucrative careers in our area. Yeah, I'm telling you, if you know somebody, this is vital information. If someone, I don't know what to do, I don't have a job, I'm not happy with my job, here it is. The National Court Reporters Association Court Reporting and Captioning Week is dedicated to bringing awareness to the professions of court reporting and captioning, and the approximately, get ready for it, 5,000 and growing job openings that need to be filled in this field. Did you know that both court reporters and captioners do vital and exciting work like capturing history and the official record for important proceedings and providing real-time captioning for broadcasts and other events for millions of Americans who are deaf or hard of hearing? Plaza College, there it is. They are located in Forest Hills, Queens, and they have the only court reporting program in New York City. And they will be celebrating the week with a number of exciting and informative events. If you'd like to learn more about the profession or the program at Plaza College, please call 718-509-6399. It's 718-509-6399. Or visit, please, to participate, plazacollege.edu.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Maggie Johnson's in for Joe Lundberg. Hi, Maggie, 756. What do we got, rain most of the morning, or is it going away?
Rain is going to last for a little while longer, but rain by 7, gone by 11. So we're going to dry out this afternoon. The winds will kick up. We'll actually get some sunshine, but that's when temperatures are going to start to fall. So we are going to be mild, at least through the first half of the day. We're looking at a high of 55. We're sitting in the middle 40s right now, so we do have some room to warm up. But again, it is going to fall as we head into the later afternoon hours tonight. Clear, windy, much colder, down to 25 in Midtown, closer to 20 in most suburbs. With the wind, it'll feel like it's in the single digits and teens. Then tomorrow is going to be sunny but blustery. High of 36. It's going to feel like teens and 20s. Then Sunday, sunshine followed by clouds. A high of 38. Looks like there's a chance for some snow or flurries heading into Sunday night.
Wow, Maggie, well done. Thank you so much. Nice to have you with us this morning. Maggie Johnson there from our Weather Answer Desk, 757 with Joe Piscopo. I'm checking the Los Angeles. 44 degrees in Los Angeles right now. What? What? See, only me. I'm going to go out there, and we're going out to L.A. today, and it's going to be, Frankie, you know what? Look at this.
It is what, 4 o'clock in the morning out there?
Yeah, I know, but 44, that's a high of 60.
So that's, you better pack a jacket. Oh, I can't handle the cold.
I said, me and Al doing off, are off at Meggy Johnson. Meggy Johnson. I like to irritate Al through the microphone.
You do.
So, and then doing the different characters. And Al said, if you ever ran for office, would you do the different characters with you? I said,
yeah, because if you went on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan, right? Say you're running for Senate and she's interviewing you. You know you would. And then you'd have to. Hi, can I call you Meggy? I'm telling you, I know you would do it. I know
What's
you would.
What's her name, Margaret Brennan, right?
Margaret Brennan, yes, who does a great job on Face the Nation.
And she asks a question I don't like. Go, Maggie, Maggie, Maggie.
It's terrible. You're terrible.
Oh, believe me. It's Friday, in case you haven't noticed. Jersey Joe and Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al and Debbie. Oh, we love having you with us. Let's take a break with Jeffrey Lyons next hour. Jeffrey's going to tell us what films you might want to see. Mike Gallagher is going to jump on the air from Orlando with us. Henry Cisneros is on the show, former HUD secretary, who has just launched American Triple One Partners. That's an infrastructure investment firm. Hello? That's a little infrastructure down there in Washington. Just saying. Jersey Joe on the radio. We are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's been a police-involved shooting on the Lower East Side. It was first reported about 7:20 this morning. Happened on Cherry Street between Pike Slip and Frank T. Modica Way. Details sketchy right now, but the NYPD has confirmed that a police officer discharged his gun, shooting a person, and the police, of course, are investigating. The State Department of Transportation is saying that Summit Avenue Bridge is back in business starting tonight. The crossing in Jersey City that goes over Route 139 and the eastbound Route 139 upper level between JFK Boulevard and Central Avenue, slated to reopen at 5 p.m. The final adjustments are being made today so the bridge can once again be used by commuters. Work continues on other portions of Route 139 as part of the Pulaski Skyway Rehabilitation Project, scheduled to continue into next year. In sports, Devils lost in the shootout 2-1.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.